Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, I'm Jules.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And welcome to Jules and Sarah, the podcast.
Oh, well, welcome, hello and hi, where I am sorry to say, Portslade crew, I've just left Jules Von Hepp on my doorstep.
Oh, well, you didn't really, it wasn't raining.
No, oh, that's all right then. I flew out of a breakfast panel, right, armed.
That makes it sound like you've come out of a chest of drawers.
Yeah. A sideboard, a breakfast bar. Snaffling pastries as I went.
She phoned and she was like, I'm sorry I'm late, but I am coming equipped with pastries. I was like, how many? And you were like, 80. Yeah. I'm like, perfect. Move quickly.
They were just throwing them out when they were like, do you want to take anything? I don't think they'd anticipated having to find me a bag and a box.
They didn't know who they were up against.
They didn't know who they were dealing with. I took a tray.
You thought they were feeding the 40,000.
Like, oh, right, yeah, sure, yeah, help yourself. Like
this. Did you see she took all those bacon sandwiches?
Oh, my God, is there anything left?
Rebecca on reception was murked off.
Yeah, she
murked?
Was
that's not murked. A word.
I think murked we could off. Develop it. Oh, she was so murked. Murked off, to be miffed. I murk, you murk, we murk. Oh, darling. God. But I mean, you know, abandonment aside, how are you?
Fresh from the stag.
Now, Portslade crew, I got a message from our darling Jules Von Hepp yesterday saying, pod at 11. I said, sure. This was followed up by, I'm broken. I can't move. The stag's finished me. So I want to know everything. Because when we talked about it on the nibble, we said, you were going to catch them up. You were a bit worried about their old raving. You thought you'd just slip away for an early night.
Well, actually, it was funny because the apprehension I had, as soon as I was there, I was like, what on earth were you? You created all these scenarios in your head that just did not exist.
Yeah.
There were 19 lads.
Lads.
Lads. I'm one of these 19. There's the most amazing group shot of us all on this bridge. I'm like, spot the gay. So funny.
Stood on the end, leg up. The glitzy suit.
But yeah, it was a really, really, really fun weekend. Now, I did do a little bit of sneaking off here and there. There were moments where we got in from our first night out and it'd been lots of like beers, lots of chips, lots of like oogling at girls and all of this, which I really got stuck in with actually.
Ooh, look at her!
I was like, hasn't she got great shoes?
Oh my God, look at that silhouette!
Lovely clip. Anyway, we got back.
She has accessorised so well.
And some of the lads were drinking in their room and others one by one went to bed. And I was like, now's my chance for a double cleanse. So I snuck back to the room.
Couple it's of what they were all doing, darling. Everyone was doing it.
No, none of them brought any face wash, brought any body wash, nothing. Somebody used my toothbrush. So the first morning I was like, I'm going to have to go out and rebuy a toothbrush. Well, I used that opportunity to have a smoothie, sit down, have a little bit of coffee, avocado toast, just have a little moment to myself.
Rolled back round, suddenly it was 7 o'clock at night.
And then there was one day where I went to an Australian bar in Amsterdam. The floor was sticky. Because the lads really wanted to watch the rugby. I have never felt so much testosterone in my body. I was like, oh my God, yeah, lads. Like, I was just screaming try at random times.
You finding manliness you never knew you had.
I was drinking pints.
In plastic in cups.
No, they're in glasses.
Oh, fine, that's good.
I wouldn't drink a pint out of a plastic cup.
I don't know about Australian bars out of Australia.
No, and I agree with you. Yeah. But this was an establishment where many men had obviously Googled where plays the rugby in Amsterdam.
Where plays the rugby? And that just shows, doesn't it, your total lack of sport watching prowess. Where plays the rugby? I say, are they playing the rugby in here?
And so anyway, there I was in a full look watching the rugby.
Yeah.
And anyway, they then started to meander towards the red light district. And luckily, I had just timed it perfectly to meet up with my in-laws. And so I departed.
Great.
Had a lovely little kombucha, some avocado toast, poached egg, radishes, all of that. Lovely family time. And then re-met up with them afterwards. And I'd missed this whole strip club episode.
Best not to think about it.
Well, I saw the bruises and I was like, good God.
Oh, heaven's alive.
And then we went to a night called Circo Loco. Now, if like me, you are a little bit of a raver, you will know that Circo Loco is like one of the best nights that you can ever go to. I came home. It was like, get the dry ice, Brenda, I'm here. Anyway, the night goes on and I'm like, I felt like a bit of a tin man, you know, when he oils up and he's like oiling out some of the joints. And I started dancing. Anyway, we're having a dance and I was like, I'm just going to go to the bathroom. So I go, and it's Portaloos and it's a bit grim. So there I am waiting for this Portaloo with this cup of water. Anyway, this girl walks out of this Portaloo.
Oh, God.
Looks at me and goes, oh, my God, it's Jules Van Hepp, oh, and shuts the door again. I was like, oh my God. She comes out of the Portaloo. She has glitter all over her face.
What, she put it on quickly because she knew it was you?
Yeah. But it was a very Mr. Ben moment. Like, she'd just come out of this Portaloo. Like, she'd gone into this weird world. And there I am with a bottle of water, like, oh. And she was like, I'm wearing Isle of Paradise and I'm Portaloo crew. And I was like, this is incredible.
Oh my God.
It was a real moment.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And eventually
amazing.
I had to be like, I'm so sorry, but I really do need the bathroom. Yes. And I'm going to have to say goodbye right now.
We've been here for 2 hours. I really must step aside. And a hello to the Portaloo crew in Amsterdam. Oh my God, that's fantastic.
And yes, I did actually leave slightly earlier than the rest of the stags. You know, I took myself on that last day to the Irish bar. I had an egg and cheese sandwich. Like,
it's
and
hilarious. I was just thinking when we were talking about Australian bars outside Australia, the rule also applies to Irish bars outside of Ireland. And it sounds like you really did the lot.
I did the lot. And then I was like, and they were all drinking pints on the last day. And I was like, I'm done now. I'm done. I've had my fun. So I said goodbye. And it was so good. It was such good fun. Like, straight men are so easy because they're just like,
their needs are simple.
No, I was like, oh, I'm going now, or I'm just gonna go like meet my in-laws. There's no bitching, no moaning. They're like, okay, fine, well, we're gonna have a great time with or without you, so it's perfect. It was lovely.
I think that's what the U2 song's actually written about, just being on a stag do and everyone doing their own thing with or without you.
So I survived.
Brilliant. And it sounds like you had a lovely time.
I did.
I like that you had a mix of group activity but Jules Van Hepp.
But I also decided that I'm not going to have a stendu and I'm going to have a stag and a hen.
Brilliant.
Having it separated.
Oh my God, I'm so excited for you. Oh, that's wonderful.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, really good. And I think you should do a stag and a hen in Ibiza and a stag and a hen locally. I think you should have four events.
God.
People will love it. Where is Jules? Oh no, Jules went. This is his third do. Jules has gone home.
Jules is already married.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
How are you, my love?
Well, I've been dying to tell you this story.
Oh my
God. I have had a case of the missing champagne, right?
Oh God, a good use of words there.
Thanks so much. I think I might write a novel based on that, actually. My own take on Agatha Christie.
What's happened?
So,
what kind of champagne?
Moët.
Sure.
I got sent an email from one of my gorgeous couples, right? One of my lovely couples that I did their wedding. Their wedding was fantastic. It was very, very colourful. They had a neon hand fasting. Amazing, right?
Oh, yeah, sure. I want incredible. Hand fasting.
Fine. I'll put it on the list. So they had this done. They were fabulous. She sends me an email. Sarah, thank you so much. Like, it was so lovely to have you. We've popped a little something in the post to you. Just checking you've got it. And I'm like, nothing's landed. Nothing's been received. What's gone on? It turns out that on my invoice, right, it's got my address on it. However, the postcode of the PO box.
Right.
It's an error. It's an admin clerical
error. Sure, because
error,
we say that
right?
postcode so much.
Because I say it so much. But obviously, when we get stuff sent, we need the PO box number matched with the postcode. That's how things arrive. So this had gone AWOL. And she said, oh my God, I can't believe it. It's meant to have arrived. It's been signed for. It's a case of 6 bottles of Moët champagne.
Could
right?
it be? Could you be in a worse situation?
Oh my God. Could there be an any more me thank you gift? And could I have lost it and feel any worse about it? So I was like, right. This was about 6 o'clock on a Saturday night that I got this email. I hit the streets, right? I was like, right. So I Googled what came up.
The faux fur was on.
Yeah, it really was. I was marching up and down. The sort of address that Google Maps thought it might be, because it doesn't exist. There isn't actually a real address there. I went and knocked on this incredibly posh lad. I opened the door. He was like, good evening. And I was like, oh, hi. So I've had some champagne delivered and I think it might have come to this address.
Awkward thing to explain
yeah,
that, actually.
And actually, I think you might have signed for it. Is this ringing any bells? He was like, oh, heavens, come in, right? So I was like, this seems like this. I mean, it was the most amazing, like, muse. Just incredible. He's like, well, as you can see, we're boxes galore in here. We're moving the office. And I was like, sure. This was a situation.
Yes.
I was like, I'm in somebody's home. I'm looking at their boxes. What's going on? He was like, hang on. Well, I haven't seen a thing. I'll ring father. He picks up the phone.
Oh my God, he's really posh.
Yeah, he picks up the phone and he calls. And he's like, and it's one of those great phone calls that goes, Dan, hi. Yeah, I've got a girl. You haven't seen a case of champagne? Yeah. 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 No, it's fine. Yeah. Yep, okay, all right, okay, yep, yep, bye, 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 bye. He hasn't seen it. I was like, I'm so sorry you've wasted your time, thank you so much, good evening,
yes.
Goodbye. Then went on another ridiculous wild goose chase, ended up in the middle of an estate. I was like, this isn't going to happen. I went home deflated and I was like, just don't understand. And the weird thing was, I said, who signed for it? And she said, all they know is the letter D. Well, is this flat D? Is this person called D? What's
if
going
I'm signing
on?
For something that's clearly not mine, you are signing with your finger.
Yeah, let's not forget.
Yeah, like I try and really write it very clearly.
Yeah.
If I know it's mine, I sometimes draw like silly faces.
Yeah, yeah, or just a line.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was like, somebody has stolen my champagne. Because regardless or not of
There's
whether it's been delivered... Because regardless or not of whether it's been delivered, it still says my name and the top line of my address. So they know, even if they've signed for it, they know
you're
it's
damn
mine.
Right, babes. You
I was,
damn
and
right.
I was angry. Anyway, the bride, she was phenomenal. She got straight onto them. She wasn't going to let it lie, right? And in the end, they had to admit they didn't know where it was. They resent it. I went and picked it up on Tuesday. And there is the happy ending to the story of my Moët. Yeah.
Wow.
I know. I'm so pleased, though, because that could easily... I was so angry. I kept
right
thinking
in time
of
for
them
party season.
Cheersing it. Do you know what I mean? Exactly. I'm well stocked for Christmas now. Everything all right there?
No, my knee's just hurting a little bit. Sorry.
Okay. Well, perhaps we'll move on to correspondence.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Well, this one here has come par avion.
Par avion?
Par avion.
From the air.
The pod salut crew. Oh, it's actually come from Canada. I also like the fact that my Scottish crew was crew. Well, by the looks of things, this is from Jackie Chesterton.
I love Jackie Chesterton.
Jackie with a C-Q-U.
Yes, good. Good to know.
Oh, it's a Thanksgiving card because Canada has had Thanksgiving. I nearly said Canada. That's the kind of situation Canadia. My mind's in at the moment. Yeah.
What does it say on the front there? Is that a poem?
It says, it's thanks. I'm just going to do it in English because my Canadian accent is so bad. It's Thanksgiving. Pass the love, the warmth and sharing. Pass the smiles, the hugs and caring. Pass the blessings, big and small. Pass them on to one and all. Hope this Thanksgiving brings you a generous helping of blessings. And underneath, she's wrote, and feta.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Dear Jules and Sarah, I can't even begin to tell you what joy and delight the two of you and your delicious podcast bring into my life.
Aww.
Every episode feels like listening in on a gorgeous chat with friends, and it's always a well-needed reminder of just how much goodness there truly is, even when things feel a bit tough, if we would only look for it. October 13th is Thanksgiving Day in Canada, and I just had to tell you how thankful I am for the podcast, for you both, and for the whole Port Salut crew community. Lots of love, Jackie.
Jackie, what an absolute treat.
That's so
Jackie,
nice.
Jackie, what a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous thing of a thing.
So is that what you do on Thanksgiving? I guess you give thanks, but yeah. Do you say, like, is it like a gratitude thing where you tell people why you're thankful for them?
Well, you
That's
can do, I suppose.
Gorgeous thing.
Yeah, I suppose you can. You can give thanks wherever and whatever. Now, I've had a DM from, and you'll love her name on Instagram, it's Angie Falangi, right? Enjoying that a lot. Now, Angie sent this a while ago, but it went in my other inbox.
Yeah.
So we've reconnected, and I promised that I would give her lovely twin sister, Claire, a big shout out. So this is from Angie. Dear Sarah and Jules, first of all, thank you so, so much for your amazing show. Enjoying that it's called a show. I've been listening for around 18 months and it really is a weekly highlight when the new shows appear. I know many people write to tell you how the show has especially helped them during tough times, and that's why I'm getting in touch. My lovely, in capitals, twin sister Claire, who introduced me to the podcast, is going through a very stressful time at the moment. Her daughter is having spinal fusion surgery on the 23rd of September at Sheffield Children's Hospital, and they have both understandably been pretty stressed over the last few weeks building up to it, as it is a major op. I know Claire will be listening to old episodes next week in hospital with Stella to help cheer herself up. And if you could maybe say a hello or something in the show, it would mean so much to both of them. Love you both and the show so much. Never stop making it. All the love, Angie in Sheffield. So we just wanted to give a huge, huge amount of love to Claire and also to Angie and to lovely Stella as well. So we just want to send you all the love in the world. And I also might start calling the podcast
The Show.
Enjoying that a lot. Loads and loads of love to you. And thank you so much, Angie, for sharing it. You can write to us.
Yes.
Slide into the DMs. We'll get to them eventually. I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And I'm at Jules Von Hepp.
And we'll give out the address so you can send us gorgeous little cards. Oh, I didn't see the woodland creatures holding hands on the front. Lovely. We'll give out the address at the end of the show.
Yes.
Now, How? Is it Sheila or is it Ken? Mother or father?
It's a Ken week.
Oh,
it is a Ken week.
Ken, now I how is he?
Well.
Recovered?
He's recovered. They are back to back with wedding debriefs. Like, the wedding chat on the phone with Ken and Sheila at the moment is a bit like a Brexit chat. Like, if you bring it up, there's just a whole conversation that has
sure.
to happen. So. And apparently Sheila and Auntie Heather had gone on a walk the other day just to have a moving wedding debrief. They were like, we need to debrief one more time. Auntie Heather's really on it at the moment.
I've got more to say. Can we go for a walk?
But Ken has recently been to a newly opened and discovered bird hide.
What a time to be alive. How has he discovered it? Is it new, well, newly opened?
No,
did he cut the ribbon?
No, he's heard of like little mutterings around.
Rumours.
Somebody had said.
Oh God, it's like a club, isn't somebody it? It's like said, a fancy secret club.
It's like
club.
Fight Club. So somebody had said, oh, there's this new bird hide opened. And Ken and his best friend Pookie got in the car and drove 300 miles to find it. It took like hours. Anyway, Dad.
No wonder they haven't been before.
Dad said they parked up.
Oh,
and of course it's a hide, so it's hidden. So they were ages like looking for it. And I was like, oh God, it's like when I used to go for a rave. You'd look for the entrance somewhere because it
yeah.
would all be that illegal.
Yeah.
Anyway, Ken saw somebody coming out moving in the camouflage gear and was like, oh my God, he's there. So they were like, go, Pookie, go, quickly. So anyway, they're like, like through the moors. And Dad saw the door and it had this lock on it. And obviously Ken was like, well, we didn't know the code. So we had to sit and wait outside.
Yeah.
The door opens and Ken quickly gets in with
yeah.
Pookie. And Dad said
oh
the
God.
Moment he got in, I felt a little bit out of my depth, to be honest.
Everyone
and
he was said, naked.
He said, in this hide. He said, everybody had very high-tech gear. He said the binoculars were absolutely huge. And all the telescopes were there. Everyone was in their camouflage. And it's just men sat there with flasks looking at birds. And Ken said he sat down in this hide and pulled out his binos. And he was like, my binos felt very inadequate compared to... Like, Dad's binoculars are just handheld.
Sure.
These people have got tripods for their binoculars. And then Dad said they just sit there staring out to sea. And Dad was like, I couldn't see anything.
So, can I have a go on yours?
So anyway, Dad said he just sat there looking at the horizon, like literally not seeing anything.
God.
And someone was like, there's a storm patrol, 11 o'clock. And apparently everyone's binos went and turned. And Ken said he just had to sit there and stare at nothing for ages.
What was Pookie doing?
Oh, Pookie's got all the gear.
Oh, he's Pookie could have let Ken have a look. Maybe he didn't know. He didn't know what was going on.
Well,
the pretense.
So then I was like, well, Dad, what did you do?
Gosh.
How long did you stare at the horizon? He was like, well, eventually I just had to start staring down at the rocks on the shore because it's the closest thing his binoculars could make out.
That's so cute.
It's so cute, isn't it?
I imagine Pookie coming out and going, God, that was the best. That was. We'll never do that again, Ken. We'll never see anything like that again.
Dad's like, we're never going back there yeah. again.
Oh, that's glorious.
Just staring at the rocks, trying to make out the old magpie. While everyone's seeing these huge
oh,
birds
bless
in the distance.
Him. Oh my God, that's so funny.
So Christmas gifts for Ken are getting serious.
Oh, yes.
Ken Bond, he needs
yeah,
his high-tech
yes,
glasses.
Yes, he needs the lot, doesn't he? The tripod.
Yeah.
God, wow, what a time. What a thing.
Me getting into raves and Ken just going into bird hide.
Yeah.
And if you can hear drumming now.
Oh, yes, yes. So my neighbour drums. We've talked about this before. We don't know when it's coming. He doesn't have a schedule, but he's drumming now. So if you hear drumming, it's not in your vicinity.
We haven't gone tribal.
Yeah, it's... and, yeah,
this isn't a new feature.
No, we're not going to get eaten. It's all right.
We're not recording from the Serengeti.
Oh, God.
How the hell is June?
Oh, gosh, June. So ever since... Felix was born. Ever since, oh my God, who's gone on holiday for 2 weeks and I am pining. I am Felix has gone on holiday. He's gone to Greece for 2 weeks. Yes! Oh my God, getting the passport photo of him. Oh, I love him so much. Anyway, ever since he was born, June's very much got into home baking. A lot of guests coming, you know, lots of healthy grab snacks, which of course she was making as well. Lots of Victoria sponges. Anyway, Dad has got quite used to baked goods being available, right?
Yes, of course.
And so June's like, oh, and she was getting a bit bored of the old...
Rod for your own back there, June,
absolutely,
isn't it?
Absolutely. Do you know, June's top tip for making your Victoria sponge, weigh your eggs. You weigh your eggs
them.
Because your butter, your sugar, your flour, you just do the same of each, don't you? Whereas she says, weigh your eggs and then do it to that. Little top tip from June.
Victoria Sponge is my cake du jour.
Oh, God,
I
absolutely.
Make a mean Victoria
Sponge.
I bet Sponge.
You do. Start weighing your eggs. It could really give you the
There's
edge.
No one can beat air into a mixture like I can
I
by
can
hand.
Believe
by
it.
By hand.
Nobody whips like you.
I come from a long line
my
of beaters.
Hand. And keep your electric whisk. Watch this.
Yeah, it is like that. Anyway.
So June was getting a bit bored of making Victoria Sponge. And so in a moment of desperation, she reached to the back of the cupboard and found a Betty Crocker chocolate cake mix.
Cheeky.
Just as she said, you add water, vegetables... You add water and veg oil, whipped it up. She said it might have been out of date, but let's not think about it. Dad said it was the best cake she'd ever made. He said it was her finest creation. He couldn't believe how nice it was. And he kept coming back and taking a slither off it, you know, as the days went by. He said, it gets better every day. And June was like, that's preservatives for you.
That's decay.
That's it.
So did she let the cat out the bag?
No, she's gone mad. She's bought the whole range. She's doing carrot cake. She's bought the lot. She says it's easy as making a piece of toast.
In the HQ of Betty Crocker, they're going to be like, there's been a sudden surge in Alderley Hedge. In June, clearing those Waitrose shelves.
That's it. She's bought the lot. She's even bought the buttercream.
I bet that is good.
It is good. It's really good, but she just loves it. She says it's easy, easy, easasiest thing I've ever done in my life. Bit of vegetable oil, water, Dad can't get enough. She's thrilled.
Oh God.
Will we do a bit of news from the north?
Let's. So mine comes from the Yorkshire Post.
Oh,
solid
good,
title.
Good, good, good.
Meet the owners of Yorkshire's friendliest pumpkin patch.
Oh, I wish I would.
Pumpkin picking has become a big business. For the Barker family, opening a pumpkin patch on their arable farm near York was a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'll say.
2018 was the first year the Yorkshire pumpkins crop was grown at Lodge Farm in Cundall. And since then, Cundall. David and Caroline and their son Rob and Rob's girlfriend Jen Kent have tapped into...
Jen! I know. Oh, yes, Jen Kent.
Jen Kent is also very much in a little slide-on addition here. Have tapped into a surge in the popularity of American Halloween traditions. The Barkers and Jen are expecting a bumper harvest this autumn thanks to the warm, wet summer and are starting the process of hand-picking their first batch of pumpkins, which will be sent to wholesalers and farm shops this week. The Pick Your Own Patch Cafe and Children's Play Area will be open to the public on October 12th. So it's already open.
Okay, great. Good to know.
The pumpkin patch is part of our diversification of the farm. We mainly grow cereals and wheat. It's also about me and Rob, the younger generation, getting more involved. Growing pumpkins doesn't disturb the rest of the work on the farm, so it was a good opportunity. Caroline also runs a B&B on the farm, so we're used to having people around, said Jen Kent. Other local farms such as Cannon Hall near Barnsley and Farmer Copley's near Pontefract have become major visitor attractions in the run-up to Halloween. But Jen believes Lodge Farm offers a more homely, family-orientated picking experience.
I think it's sensational.
It's great. Last year, the growing went really well. There were more pumpkins than we expected. The feedback from visitors was that we're really nice. Small patch where you can get a chance to speak to them and speak to us, the staff. Me and Caroline run a little cafe in the barn and we also have games, a hay bale mountain and tractor rides. I think pumpkin patches are so popular now because it's such a nice family activity for all generations. People want their children to get outside more, as well as young families.
Get outside! outside!
As well as young families, the Barkers were surprised to find their patch was a must-see visit destination for the University of York students.
It'll be Instagram.
We had quite a few of them. They weren't the demographic we were expecting, to be honest, but we are very Instagram-friendly. This year, they have planted several new varieties, including larger pumpkins and squash suitable for eating. There are quite a few other pumpkin patches in the area. It seems to be more popular now. Lots of farm shops have them. There's a real appetite for pumpkins. We supply wholesalers and quite a few harvest festivals. In the future, we're looking to expand the play area and improve the car parking, just to keep growing more pumpkins. Yorkshire Pumpkins at Lodge Farm opens on the weekend of the October 12th and 13th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and then daily from October 19th until Halloween. Entry is free, with pumpkins costing between £1 and £8, depending on their size. Admission to the play area costs £3 per child, and parking is available, and there is a picnic area and cafe. Dogs are not allowed on the farm.
Oh, right. No, I was in, but then I was out. You want dogs leaping around, spoiling things.
Whose terrier is this?
Yes. I'm sorry, no dogs. Well, inspired by you, I have also gone for a Halloween-themed news from the north. This is a news from around. It's from the Southern Echo. Ooh. Right. Aldi Halloween costumes are too scary for the middle aisle. Oh. Aldi won't stock some of its Halloween products in store because they might be too gruesome to display. The supermarket says despite growing demand for scary costumes and props, products like the motion-censored undead corpse might be too distressing for children. Bosses will still offer items like the red-eyed zombie emerging from a grave in its online store. Julie Ashfield, managing director of buying at Aldi UK, said, "In recent years, we've seen increased demand for Halloween products, particularly amongst adults. We challenged our buyers to unleash their most realistic and terrifying Halloween decorations to provide our customers with the best high-quality products at low prices. Aldi's Halloween range features a number of props, some of which include mechanical features to scare the living daylights out of the unsuspecting. Once a holiday favoured by children, Halloween has become increasingly popular amongst all ages, with research showing Brits spent £500 million on the ghoulish spectacle last year alone. Halloween is now the third biggest retail event of the year behind Christmas and Easter, with 60% of British millennials now participating. Other products on the banned list include Those Who Dare to Look, Aldi's dancing skeleton, lurking alongside the Laughing Frankie. Let's not think about it. Both characters come with adjustable telescopic arms and legs and head with a spine-chilling laugh. Aldi will continue to stop its child-friendly products in-store and resurrecting its range of children's Halloween costumes."
Halloween is my favourite season.
Oh my God, I always think of you. John said the other day he's a bit stressed out by it because there's just a lot.
There is a lot. I like looking in America. I love walking around all the Halloween shops. Mm. But I have seen children crying in Halloween shops because it's too scary.
Well, that's what you want. That's the
just
point.
Just you wait till I have kids and it's Halloween. We're going to have a hoot.
John, we went into the pound shop the other day and they had like, you know, arms, severed arms and legs, you know. John tweeted them and said, "These cost an arm and a leg."
Oh,
he was
good.
Very pleased with himself. Jules, do you want to play the game?
Yes, yes, yes.
So I thought, in honour of June's baking prowess, that you have 20 seconds to name as many cakes as you possibly can.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Go!
Sticky date, Victoria sponge, coffee and walnut, carrot, zucchini. Yep, don't mind if I do. Angel buns, chocolate chip cake, Battenberg. Oh my God, my mind's gone blank.
You've done very well.
I think so.
Victoria sponge, did you say that?
Oh my God, no, what are those little fingers? What a lovely alarm tone.
Oh, thanks so much.
Little fingers, that'll be something.
Little fingers, sure, lovely.
Lemon drizzle.
Lemon drizzle.
That's what I meant, the little lemon drizzle fingers.
Yes, sure. Very good. Very, 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 very good. We absolutely adore you.
Oh my God, we love
you. For listening, we adore you. You can get in touch anytime. The Portslade Crew Facebook group, it's closed, it's there. Dive on in. If you want to write to us, send us lovely things. We love that. The address is...
The Portslade Crew HQ.
PO Box
667.
4-7 London
N
W
5-9 G
H. And we do always finish on Jules's word or affirmation of the week. What have you gone for?
I've gone for an affirmation.
How nice.
You see life more clearly when you take a moment to breathe.
Oh, yes.
It's good, isn't it?
Yes, very, very good. Very, very good. We absolutely, we adore you for listening and we will see you next time.
Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.